Give you all a warm word of welcome to our service today, our special Children's Day services. And if you're visiting with us, we give you a special word of welcome, trusting you feel very much at home with us here today. And it's wonderful to have the boys and girls with us up at the front of the church, and we do thank them for all their hard work in preparing today and in helping us lead our worship today. And also a sincere word of thanks to Pearl, to Valerie, to Katrina, and to Judith for all their hard work in helping the boys and girls get ready today. A lot of work's gone in, and we do really appreciate it. And ladies, thank you very much. Just a few announcements let me draw your attention to briefly. Our Children's Day service continues this evening at 6:15, and it'll be lovely to see you all joining us this evening at 6:15, and there'll be a cup of tea after the service this evening over in the hall. All loose offering today will be going towards the work of the Sunday School. That's both morning and evening serves as loose offering to the work of the Sunday School. Just remind own folk, there's membership class this afternoon at 3 p.m. Anyone who's come to a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and interested in becoming a member, please come along this afternoon at 3 p.m. Maybe you're not sure about becoming a member, come this afternoon anyway, and we'll explain what is involved. That's this afternoon, 3 p.m. in the Minor Hall. Just a few things happening during the week. On Wednesday evening, our Discipleship Explained course at 8 p.m. over in the Main Hall. And this is a course in which we'll be looking at living the Christian life. We would encourage those who normally have come to midweek to come along, those hall, particularly our younger people, to come along on Wednesday night. This will be discussion-based. For some folk, maybe, who are a wee bit older, maybe they're a wee bit nervous about this being discussion-based, but I can assure you, you can remain in a group and you can stay quiet and listen to what others are saying around you, and encourage a real good crowd to come along on Wednesday night. There's some booklets for this, just for starters, available in the vestibule. You can take one to see what's involved. On Thursday evening, there's a meeting at 9 p.m. for all those involved in our CPR youth outreach at the time of the mission. And this is to consider some follow-up and some events over the summertime. 9 p.m. on Thursday. Apologies for the late time, but it's just some folk in First of Hockle are organising a barbecue for the next day, so it's to help those. It shouldn't be a very long meeting. And so Thursday night at 9 p.m. Next Sunday morning, just a wee notice for the boys and girls and young people. Sunday school and Bible class will not be on next Sunday morning, so please don't come at 10:30, or you'll be there by yourself. Sunday school and Bible class has finished for the summer and will recommence in the beginning of September. Our holiday Bible club will be taking place, God willing, from Monday the 20th to Friday the 24th of July, and all boys and girls would be very welcome to that. And boys and girls, remember that, and remember to bring your friends along to that from the 20th to the 24th of July in the evening time. Also, at the back of the announcement sheet today, there is a list of those who for creche and children's church over the summertime. And can I really encourage you, if there's a certain date that doesn't suit you, that your name is down for, please, if you could swap with someone else, and indeed let those involved in looking after this know what the change is. And could encourage you to please do that swap over the next week or so, and before the end of the June at the very latest. So we don't want on the maybe night before to realise we're short for something. And your cooperation has greatly helped. And also the wee sheet in regarding to the mission offering last Sunday. If you would like what you have given to go to a particular organisation, please fill in this sheet, put your name on the sheet and FWO off number, and return it in the offering plate today or next Sunday. That'll be appreciated. Those are all by way of announcement as we come to worship God, and the boys and girls are going to lead us in the introit, Be Bold, Be Strong.
Bye.
Thank you, boys and girls. And that's a call for us all to sing to our great God. And we're all going to do that now, singing Lord, a Little Band and Lowly. All the praise will be up on the screens today. Let us all join together in prayer. Let us all bow our heads and all close our eyes as we speak to our great God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come and we do remember that you are a great God. You're the God who made this world, and you are so powerful that you made this world with just a word. You said, let it be, and it all came into being. What an amazing God you are. And as we look around this world, we realize that you made a world that is so beautiful, a world that is so complicated. And it reveals to us that you are such a clever God, such a wise God, such a good God. We also praise you, O God, that you're the God who has sent your Son to die on the cross. And dear Lord, we know that we need him as our Savior because, as your word teaches us, we've all sinned. We've all failed, Father, to love you with every part of who we are. We've all failed to put you first in our lives every moment of every day the way we should have. We've all failed, O Lord, to reach your high standard. But we thank you that you have sent Jesus who was perfect. He is the one who has reached your standard. He is the one who never said anything wrong or did anything wrong or even thought anything wrong. And he died on the cross for the sin of his people. We thank you, Father, when we come and trust in him, that we know that our sins will be forgiven. So, Lord, help us to do that. And for any who have never done that as yet, that this will be a wonderful day when they come to know Jesus and build their lives on him who is a solid rock. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Choir are going to lead us now in the praise. Let us sing to the God of salvation.
Let us sing to the Lord our Lord. Let us come to his first.
and girls, that reminds us just what a great God we do worship, and everyone must bow before him. Our first Bible reading today is taken from Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and be read for us by Andrew Miller.
Psalm 1, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Very well read. We're going to have a number of pieces now. We're going to have Read It in the Bible and Sow the Word by the juniors. Then the seniors are going to lead us in God's Power. And then the senior girls are going to lead us in He Calls the Stars by Name and In His Time.
Read it.
Thank you very much indeed to the senior girls, to the seniors and juniors for those lovely pieces. We're going to continue now with our second reading, taken from the New Testament, from Matthew 7, verses 21 to 27, and be read for us by Tia McComb.
I am reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 27. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. The wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
Thank you very much indeed, Tia. Very well read. We're all going to praise God as we join in the piece, Knowing Christ. We continue our worship with the offering, and to remind you all, this offering is going to the work of the Sunday school. And during the offering, the choir will sing the BIBLE song.
Thank you.
Thank you to the choir and thank you to our collectors who did the job so well. Let's all join together in prayer. Let us all pray. Dear God, we know that our children are very precious to us. And Lord, we can say that as individuals, as families, but Father, today we know that is true for us as a church family. And dear Lord, we thank you for every child that is connected to our congregation here and every young person. And Lord, we thank you for all the work that is done amongst our children and young people. We thank you for the work that is done from the very earliest of days in creche, in our parents and toddlers. We thank you for the work that goes on in children's church and in Sunday school. And then, Father, in our youth organizations, in the GB and the BB, in the youth club. And then, Father, up into our youth fellowship and our Bible class. And Father, for all the work that is done, we praise you for it. And thank you, Father, for many committed leaders. And Father, as we come to a summer break, we pray for our leaders and teachers that you would give them a time of real physical and spiritual refreshment, Father, so that when September comes, Father, they will come back to this work being drawn closer to Christ and more in love with Christ and more in fire for him and with an even greater burden to reach boys and girls and young people with the gospel of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all the boys and girls have learned over this past year. We thank you, Father, for those who have come to know and trust in Jesus as their Savior, as their Lord. We thank you, Father, for those who have been built up in their faith and are stronger today than they were a year ago. We pray, Father, for those who as yet have not come to know Jesus. Oh, Lord, that you would draw them even today. Father, we thank you for all of our parents. We thank you for their love and commitment. And we pray that you would guide them, Father, in the tremendous responsibility that they have. Lord, give us all the grace that we need to bring up our children in the ways of the Lord. Father, there's so many things to pull at the lives of our children. Lord, grant that indeed that the Savior would be the biggest influence in all of our homes. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. We really do appreciate all the work of the choir and the lovely way they have led us. And they're going to sing now their final piece, The Disciples' Song.
Call them one by one, Peter, Andrew.
Thank you, boys and girls, and I hope all of us are aware of that call to follow Jesus and to walk the narrow way which alone leads to eternal life. Thank you, boys and girls, very much. We're all going to praise God once more. We're joined together in the peace. I am the way. Okay, boys and girls, you've done really well, and thank you very, very much for that. Now, I want you to listen really carefully for a few minutes. Can anybody tell me what is happening out the road a wee bit? What's going up that I'm very interested in out the road? Any ideas? Something that's going up out the road. Something that's getting bigger. And it's got a roof on it now. It's got windows in it. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Ethan? A house. That's right. A new house is being built. And it is going up bit by bit. And we're going to think today, this morning, about some builders who built a house. And we'll see a picture of them up here on the screen. And here we have the two builders who are going to build a house. And one we'll call Mr. Budget, and the other we'll call Mr. Wise Man. Two very different men, and the way they were going to build their house is very different. The next picture shows us that Mr. Budget, he was really quick, and he started and he was building the bricks, and they were getting up and up, and they were going up really fast. But Mr. Wise Man, he was slower. Instead of building up, he dug down. He dug down and down and down till he came to get to a rock. And the next picture shows that Mr. Wiseman decided to put a good foundation into his house. He gets the concrete in so that his house will be really good. But look at Mr. Budget. He's almost finished. It's far quicker to build a house his way. He gets it done very, very quickly. But Mr. Wiseman is a lot slower. And then we see the next picture that Mr. Budget, he can have a nice sleep. His work is all done. His house is up. But Mr. Wiseman is still building. It's taken a bit of time to build his house. It's taken longer. And you know, boys and girls, Jesus told a story like that. He told of a wise man who built his house upon a rock and a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. And I want you to be aware of something, boys and girls. Both of these houses, when you looked at them from outside, they probably looked the same. They looked really good. But one was good underneath and one was not. And you know, the Lord Jesus tells us that we are to be like the wise builder and to build our lives upon the rock. And here's a question we have to think about on the screen. How do you build on the rock? How do we be like the wise man who built his house on the rock? Well, Jesus tells us. And there are two things we have to do if we're going to be really wise. Does anybody here want to be really foolish and silly? No, we don't want to be silly. We want to be wise. And this is how we build on the rock. The first thing is we have to be hearing God's word. We have to listen to what God's word says. That's why you come to Sunday school. You come to church. You come to BB, GB, the Anchor Boys, Explorers. You come to those organizations and you come to Sunday school and church to hear God's word. And also you hear God's word at home. Those who are older can read God's word or listen to mummy and daddy reading it to them. And you have to really listen to it. Boys and girls, it's hard work listening to the Bible. But you have to work at it. Because to be a wise builder, and we don't want to be silly builders, to be a wise builder, we have to hear God's word. But is hearing God's word enough? No. What's the second thing? Let's see. Obeying God's word. It's one thing to hear what the Bible says. It's another thing to obey it. It's one thing to hear that we've all got sin and only Jesus can take away our sin and he died on the cross to take away our sin and to hear that we must come and trust in Jesus and ask him to take away our sin and take over our lives. It's one thing to hear that, and you hear that in Sunday school, in BB, in GB. You hear that in church. But it's another thing to obey it. Do you always do what mummy and daddy tells you to do? Sometimes I think maybe we do, sometimes maybe we don't. But listen, boys and girls, you have to listen to what the Bible says, because when the Bible is speaking, it is God who's talking to you. It's Jesus who's talking to you, and you have to obey him. And you have to come and trust in Jesus, as the Bible says, to take away your sin. What happens if you're really sick and you have a really bad cough? What do mummy or daddy do when you have a really bad cough? Any ideas? Where will they go to? They'll pray. That's really wise. And they'll pray. And where might they go to get something? Yes. Go to the pharmacist and get some medicine. And they go to the pharmacist and they come in and they get this medicine and they set the medicine on the table. Now, if they come home and set the medicine on the table, do they bring you out and tell you, look at the medicine, and that'll make you better? Will that make you better if you come out and look at the medicine bottle? No, what has to happen? You have to take the lid off, you have to get the spoon out of the drawer, you have to come and you have to take the medicine as mummy and daddy give it to you. Because if you don't take it, it's no use. And you see, when we listen to the Bible and hear what the Bible says and don't do anything about it, it's like having the medicine on the table. It's no use until we open it and we take it. And I wonder, boys and girls, are you building on the rock? Have you heard God's word? Have you obeyed God's word? Have you come to Jesus to have him as your Savior, as your Lord? Let's go back to our two builders, Mr. Wiseman and Mr. Budget. The next picture shows us a great storm happened. Did anybody hear the thunder last night? Yeah, and see the lightning and all the rain came down? It was scary. Well, Mr. Wiseman, Mr. Budget, they had an even worse storm than that. They had the thunder and the lightning and the wind and the rain, and the waters were getting up and up, and the water was beginning to wash the sand away from their house, around their houses. But poor Mr. Budget, the water was also washing the sand away from under his house. And the next picture shows us what happened. Mr. Budget, his house was washed away over the cliff. It was destroyed. And he was in it, and he was destroyed. But Mr. Wiseman, his house was all right because he was on the rock. He had a really good foundation and he was safe. You see, now we're beginning to see why we have to build on the rock. Why build on the rock? Look at this question. Why must you and I build on the rock, who is Jesus? Well, there are two reasons. We have to be safe in the storm. You know, boys and girls, there are storms that will come into our lives. And we need to be safe in the storm in our lives. Boys and girls, is life fun? Is it? Do you have fun every day? You know, when you're young, life isn't too hard. I know you have to go to school, and I know school's tough, but life is good when you're young. It usually is. But see, as you get older, boys and girls, life gets harder. That's why mummy and daddies worry, and daddies lose their hair, because they get really, really worried. And as you get older, well, you might get sick, or you might be worried about other things, worried about your job. And there's many things can happen in life. Accidents can happen. Many things can happen. And for us to be safe when these storms happen in life, we have to have built on the rock. We have to come and trust in Jesus. We have to have obeyed the Bible. But there's another reason why we need to build on the rock. Let's see it on the screen. We're to build on the rock to be safe in the storm of judgment. If you listen really carefully, boys and girls, to the Bible reading, the Bible reading that Tia read talked about how at the end of this world, there will be people who will come before Jesus. And this is what they'll say to Jesus. Jesus, I've been really good. I've done all these things for you. Let me into heaven. And Jesus will say, I don't know you. They live outside, they look really good, but they hadn't built their lives on the rock. They hadn't come to know Jesus and accept Jesus as their Lord. And they'll never go to heaven. Boys and girls, I hope that every one of you will go to heaven one day. I hope that all the mums and dads and grown-ups will go to heaven. But listen, boys and girls, we will only go to heaven if we have come to trust in the Lord Jesus, if we have built on the rock of the Bible, if we have obeyed the Bible, if we have asked Jesus to be our Savior, to take away our sin, if we have asked Jesus to be our Lord, to take over our lives. Boys and girls, look at this question that's going to come up. Are you safe on the rock? Boys and girls, outside you all look the same. You all look really well today, all nicely dressed up. But what about inside? Have you come to trust in Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord? Let me say something to mums and dads for a wee minute. Mums and dads, can I really thank you for bringing your boys and girls here today, for bringing them to Sunday school, for bringing them to the BB and the GB? Thank you very much for doing that. And we really do appreciate that as a church. But mums and dads, let me ask you this question. In your home, are you building on the rock that is Jesus? And realize this, mums and dads, the things that you do in regards to Jesus and the Bible, that will have a great influence on your children. One of the reasons I became a Christian when I was 12 was that from the age of 7 or 8, I would walk into my mother's bedroom and I would see her down on her knees praying to her Savior and her Lord. A mother who taught me the Bible, who brought me to church and Sunday school every week, taught me the right way. And mums and dads, that's the way that you build on the rock. I know you love these children here. I know you love them and you would do anything. You want to have the best education, the best home, the best clothes, the best food. You want them to have the best. But wouldn't it be so foolish if you provide lovely clothes, a lovely home, but you've never done anything really to bring them to Jesus? And can I really encourage you, mums and dads, if you don't come to church regularly, start from today. And bring your children to church, to children's church. Bring them every week to Sunday school. Get them in the youth organizations. You need to do this because that is the way that we build on the rock. But mums and dads, the greatest thing that you can do, the greatest thing, is to come and trust in Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord yourself. That's your only hope, your children's only hope. And if you do that, then your children will follow by God's grace. So there's a question for all of us to ask today, as individuals, as boys and girls, as mums and dads, as grannies and grandas, are you safe on the rock that is Jesus? Have you heard the gospel? And have you come to trust in Jesus? Let us all pray. So I'll close your eyes and bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for Children's Day. We thank you for the wonderful way that the boys and girls have sung about the great Savior and sung about the Bible. And Father, we thank you for this reminder today to build on the rock that is Jesus. And Father, so we pray that indeed that each of us, whether we're very small or whether, Father, we're longer along life's journey, that we would be sure that we have built on the rock, that we have heard your word, that we have responded to your word, that we have embraced Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord, that we're living according to Scripture. Help us not to be like the foolish person in the psalm, who indeed follows the sinners and mockers around him. Help us be like the person who loves your word, who loves your law, and is transformed by it. Oh, Father, grant us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing our last praise, which I think is the best book to read, is the Bible. Now we ask that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now until Christ calls or comes, and then forevermore. Amen.